The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has completed its meeting in Dallas. The bishops leave town with a new charter in hand for dealing with priests who sexually abuse minors. The bishops say their charter is a watershed to the way the Catholic Church will deal with abusive priests. Victims groups say the document is flawed because it doesn't call for the defrocking of all abusive priests. As NPR's religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports, victims groups are just as concerned that the charter does not demand accountability from the bishops themselves.
Victims groups say lack of accountability by the bishops has been key in perpetuating the abuse scandal. That, as bad as the abuse has been, the cover-up and protection of abusive priests by certain bishops was even worse. They were hoping the new charter would address the issue, and in closing the conference, the bishop's president, Wilton Gregory, assured them it had done just that.
This charter ensures that bishops will be consistently answerable to civil authorities through the immediate referral of allegations and the full cooperation with those civil authorities in investigations. Through the creation of diocesan review boards, every diocesan bishop must engage the board in decisions affecting assessment, issues surrounding fitness to ministry, and are answerable to the board for how they handle all aspects of sexual abuse cases within the diocese.
But victims groups said that was not enough. That accountability meant that offending bishops needed to take responsibility and pay for offenses they had already committed. Phil Saviano is with SNAP, the survivors network of those abused by priests.
The trouble with this proposal is that for it to have any serious credibility, there has to be provisions for the bishops who have covered up these crimes, who have protected these child molesters for many years. There has to be accountability for those guys, and this is completely lacking in this document. I think that an appropriate penance for a bishop or a cardinal that has enabled a priest to molest kids year after year after year, the appropriate penance is for him to step down.
Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating, the man the bishops have chosen to lead a national lay review board that will oversee the provisions of the new charter, says he is willing to push for bishops' resignations, even if their offenses happened in the past.
Yes. Matter of fact, I think it should be done. The reality is, this is not only, in our faith, a mortal sin to do these things, but it's also a criminal act. And if someone obscures, absolves, obstructs, hides that criminal act, arguably they are obstructing justice, or arguably they also are accessories to the crime.
Keating is a lifelong Catholic and a former FBI agent who has crossed swords with the Vatican in the past over the issue of capital punishment. The review board that he will chair does not have the power to remove bishops. Only the Vatican can do that. But Bishop Michael Pfeiffer of San Angelo, Texas, says Keating is a national figure who commands media attention in his own right. And given the bishop's credibility problems, his voice will carry weight.
Here's a governor speaking, a man of has a lot of good authority vested in him. If that board spoke strongly, let's say about removal of a bishop, and action were not taken, well, I think we start another crisis, and that's the last thing we need right now is another crisis.
Conference President Gregory says the charter is sound, but is only a first step in the process of putting the scandal behind and renewing faith in church leadership. And on the agenda for the bishops' next meeting in November will be the question of holding bishops accountable. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Dallas.